Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to join in here, we are live. The number is 603-283-6160. If you were hoping for a ForkFest episode, sorry, that's not happening tonight. The ForkFest team needed a day off. And so in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
But we're expecting ForkFest episodes to resume tomorrow. So stay tuned for more of that as ForkFest continues through the weekend, ending on Sunday. Although it's really up to you to decide when ForkFest ends, because it's sort of like an open source festival. And so if you want it to end on Monday or Tuesday or next week, you can end it whenever you want. Head on over to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about that. I mentioned to you that there's news about the hedge fund. Do you remember earlier this year, like before the studios got raided, there was a big news story that really kind of shook the stock market world?
Oh, yeah. Me, you, and Aria talked about it.
Yeah, and
that was fun.
A lot of people were talking about this. It was GameStop. And what happened with GameStop? Can you recall the story? Do you know what it was?
There was a Reddit group that called themselves, I forget what they called
themselves. Wall Street Bets.
Wall Street Bets. And they were like a group of like over a million people, right? Or 100,000?
It was a lot. It might have been a couple million. I'm not sure. It was, maybe it started with a few hundred thousand, and then it became like 2 million once the news hit about this thing.
Well, it was a significant amount of people were all in this Wall Street Bets Reddit group, and they decided that they were going to look for a stock that was being shorted, and they can tell because it's public somehow. They could tell that a hedge fund was shorting some stocks, GameStop stocks, and because they had bought them really, really cheap, this hedge fund, they were going to try to sell them back.
Let me see if I can recall this, because I'm not a stock person at all, so I never really knew what a short was or anything like that. So, you know, this shows you the level of experience I have at this stuff is, like, near to zero. But my understanding of shorting a stock is these hedge funds, they ask for people, they get... Okay, so they expect the stock is falling, like the business is failing. GameStop is a business that is going to likely die. It's highly unlikely that GameStop is going to be able to somehow change their business model successfully enough to where they will continue for another two decades, right? Like, the physical games that are burned onto discs is going out of style. People, gamers these days... I don't know if it's the majority of them. It probably is. I've never looked at the numbers. But the trend is obvious that they're going to downloads instead of people walking into a store and buying a disc from a shelf.
In a world where you can just sit up and start playing video games immediately, why get out of bed to go buy a game?
Well, I mean, maybe you want to get a little exercise, but that generally isn't true with gamers, right? So, you know, people can see this. It's not a hard thing to predict. This is in the likely future of GameStop. Can they change their business model successfully enough to where they can, you know, survive this? Seems unlikely. And so companies like these hedge funds will make the decision that, okay, we think this stock is going to keep going down, so... Let me see if I can remember this correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong, callers, 603-283-6160. But they basically acquire these funds, these stocks from people, and they immediately sell them. And they sort of like, you essentially loan them, I think you loan them to the company or whatever. You give them, I forget the reason why you do this as a user, but... People give these stocks to these companies, and I guess they get paid for them or something like that. Anyway, they get these stocks from people, and then they owe it to them later. I'm doing a terrible job of explaining this.
Yeah, neither one of us completely 100% understands,
but
we know.
Well, the idea was they get the stock, they sell. So let's say GameStop is at 50 bucks, and they get it at 50 bucks, and they owe it to that person. They sell it, and they take in $50 in revenue. and then the GameStop stock drops to $10. They then rebuy that stock at $10, and then they can give it back to the person who loaned it to them, and the person who loaned it to them isn't out anything because they get back the stock that they loaned to this company, and they must get some sort of payment for it. I just don't remember what that is. And then the company, this hedge fund, makes $40 because they just...
Each stock.
Yeah, for each share of it. So I know that's a terrible explanation of shorting, but that's what these companies do.
But Wall Street Bets could see the company was in the process of shorting GameStop stocks, so they
Correct.
Went and bought all the GameStop stocks.
They bought a ton of GameStop stocks, and that rose the price of the GameStop
instead of dropping, which is what these hedge fund people count on,
right,
dropping.
Right, and so it put them in a position where now they owe these people that they took these stocks from, who now want them back, right, because they want to be able to sell the thing. They owe them these stocks, but they don't have them because they sold them already, and they would have to buy them back at $300, and they only got $50 for them.
Yep.
So now they're underwater by millions of dollars. The story from Vice.com is Wall Street Bets may have finally helped kill its first hedge fund today. Now, this was a couple days ago, but White Square Capital, a London-based hedge fund that shorted GameStop, is shutting down.
It's a London-based business,
mm-hmm.
and it can just buy stocks in the U.S.?
I guess so.
That's interesting. I honestly never really thought about that, if that was possible.
They're shutting down. According to the Financial Times, at its peak, White Square had $440 million in assets under management, but suffered double-digit percent losses on its positions, shorting GameStop. The Financial Times reported the fund insisted its closure was unrelated to the rally, and a person close to the fund told the paper that it had earned back a, quote, fair share, unquote, of their losses.
Just take the L.
Take the L for loss?
Yeah.
Thanks to a short squeeze orchestrated in part by Wall Street Bets and hordes of online retail investors. A retail investor is like an individual. So it's a person. A firm shorting GameStop in anticipation of the stock's fall suffered collective billions of dollars in losses as the price shot from $20 to nearly $500 earlier this year. Other big funds that suffered major losses on bets against GameStop include Melvin Capital, Light Street Capital, and short seller Citron. White Square's, it was Melvin Capital that got all the news earlier this year, but this is the one that went out of business. White Square's chief investment officer, Florian Kronerwitter, said the firm's closure was unrelated. That person told investors...
Should you even believe or listen to anybody with that name?
Kronerwitter?
Florian Kronerwitter. You sound like a Game of Thrones person.
Told investors in a letter White Square's closure was more related to two large investors pulling out their funds as part of a larger shift in the trend away from hedge fund investing. Gee, why do you think there's a trend away from hedge fund investing? To cheaper alternatives, this person said. I don't know if it's a he or a she. Is Florian a man's name? In addition to other changes in the investment landscape, Kronerwitter wrote in the letter, quote, the decision to close down is related to thinking the equity long-short model is challenged. I have no idea what that means. There are way too many fish in the pond with the same strategy of long-short, he said. The traditional edge is being arbed away, meaning eroded by other investors, and there's an oversupply of capital. So basically admitting, hey, people don't want to invest in our company anymore. We lost billions of dollars of our investors' money, right? Because hedge funds have investors. They have people who put money into these hedge funds figuring, because people historically, prior to GameStop, normally like the typical thing people would do with the stocks is to like give money to a quote-unquote expert. Oh, you guys knew what you're doing over here, this hedge fund? Look at all your successes in the past. Here, I'll give you my money and let you invest it for me. Because I am just an average person. I don't know what I'm doing.
And it's gone.
And it's gone. Yeah, exactly. And there are risks, and people know that they're taking risks by doing this. But they see the track record. They see, oh, these people have been doing all this, you know, successful business. And then, like you say, it's gone.
And it's gone.
And all these people in this GameStop bets, or Wall Street bets, made out big time, at least if they sold at the top or near the top.
There was all this news coverage like, should we be allowing the plebs to
right.
be involved in stocks? This should be only something that the elite are allowed to do.
603-283-6160. How did the GameStop thing work out for you? If you want to weigh in here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us, and you can take control of the airwaves. Also, in other news, international headlines, U.S. government seizing websites, foreign websites, and this is pretty disturbing stuff. We'll share that with you on the way. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We'll be right back.
the number if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. One of the hedge funds that was shorting GameStop earlier this year has gone out of business. And they're denying that GameStop in that situation had anything to do with it, but come on. It definitely had something to do with it. They lost billions of dollars on that deal, and they do admit...
their investors' money.
That's correct. They do admit that there is a shift in a trend away from hedge fund investing. Well, guess why? That's because the people that had been investing in the hedge funds saw huge losses earlier this year, and they're like, you know what? Let's not do this anymore. And they backed out of that because for the first time, retail investors, so-called, actually have the ability to communicate with one another. You know, it used to be that as a, and again, I'm not a stock expert, but it's pretty obvious that back in the day, 20 years ago or whatever, you might have been able to get an online price for a stock, but there wasn't any meaningful system in which that you could interact with other buyers and coordinate a purchase like they did in this Wall Street Bets Reddit.
This is why it's a psycho idea to let the government control Internet Canada.
What do you mean?
I can get a story about it, but Canada's like, I have a friend that lives in Canada, and mm-hmm. he posts on Instagram all the time about the tyrannical stuff they do to them. And
recently, Canada's become even worse in the last year because of COVID.
Recently, they did something that's going to restrict internet use.
Meaning, like, you can't say bad things about COVID restrictions?
I'll get the internet. I mean, I'll get an article about it because I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely curious to hear about that. So, looking forward to it. If you
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but my point is, it's great that we have a tool like the internet mm-hmm. that can connect people to, you know, do things to get money, you know, instead of having to go through the internet to do it, which is a lot like cryptocurrency. Not having a decentralized banking system you have to go through is really important.
A centralized banking system, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the problem with stocks is, of course, it's entirely centralized. So you'd mentioned in the last segment, Bonnie, that they, the people running these systems, were talking about, you know, how do we stop the plebs from investing? How do we stop them from communicating with one another about what to buy and what not to buy? And they were putting in restrictions, like the stock exchanges locked down certain stocks, like
and
GameStop,
Robinhood.
And Robinhood is part of this system, even though Robinhood was claiming to be this sort of independent broker or whatever. It turns out that one of the hedge funds in this case was an investor in Robinhood.
But as long as there is a system where the elite get to get rich off of, you know, basically people, it's basically like taxpayers' money because it's corporations, then plebs, the proles, the people should be allowed to be just as involved as everyone else.
Sure, but the systems aren't designed that way. And that's why you have to get out of the system. That's why you have to. If you care about your own financial independence, you can't use the system against itself generally.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree, actually. Like, even though that's opposite to what I was just saying, I'm just saying if there is a way to exploit it, then it should be exploited.
No doubt. And that's what they figured out. That's what the Wall Street Bets people figured out, was they figured out a way to exploit the system.
But an even smarter and better thing to do would just be to get out of the system and use your own system, a.k.a. cryptocurrency.
Exactly. And that is definitely one of the messages we've been promoting for years here on Free Talk Live. And that is the reason why, you know, one of the reasons why we were targeted by the government gang at the federal government level to take us out. And that's because we're advocating a way out. And that's why there's news stories. I don't know if we'll get the chance to talk about this tonight, but I had a story recently, and I don't, maybe it's not in front of me at the moment, but there was some government goon who's saying that they want cryptocurrencies to be reversible. They want it to be possible for the government to come in and undo cryptocurrency transactions.
It's not possible to do that with any of the crypto. I mean, not any, but, like, it's not possible right now to just do that with Bitcoin, right? So
that's
they
correct.
Can't just, like, flip a switch and do that. I was just wondering.
Nope, they can't. And that's why he's complaining.
So is he just dumb, or is he saying that there needs to be a new one created?
They want to force cryptocurrencies to put in a reverse switch.
So they could possibly do that to Bitcoin?
No.
Oh.
I don't think that's possible. And the reason why that's not possible, and that's why this guy just doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just an old coot with the government, and he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Okay, boomer.
I'll pay enough money to my senator and get this done. We're going to squash Bitcoin.
This is, I think, one of the senators that, well, I see what you're saying. You're saying one of his supporters is saying that. And if we get the chance, we'll pull that up and talk about it here. But you were just talking about freedom of the Internet, right? Like the restrictions in Canada sound pretty scary. Now, I don't have the details, but we might get into that. But here's an actual story from a lot of places, actually. It was in Iran was where this was hitting, and it was about the U.S. government seizing websites. Now, Iranian websites, okay, Iran, big bad country, right? Oh, actually, it's not that big, bad country, scary country, right, the quote-unquote axis of evil.
They hate us because of our freedom.
That's the story.
Just kidding.
That's what the government gang would like you to believe, however...
We are so, so, so free in America that everyone else is jealous and wants to kill us, and we need the government to protect us from that.
If the federal government actually believed in freedom of speech, then why would they take down dozens of Iranian and Iran-linked news sites? How did they do this? Well, that's a good question. Let's get into the story here. This one from the BBC. The sites were replaced recently. This was last week, about a week ago, on Tuesday, with notices saying they had been seized as part of law enforcement action. They included Iran's state-run English-language channel called Press TV. Several sites were back online within hours with new domain addresses. Iran criticized the seizures and warned that they were not constructive for talks aiming at reviving a nuclear deal. The U.S. Department of Justice said in a statement that it had seized 33 websites run by or used by the Iranian Islamic Radio and Television Union, the IRTVU, and another three run by the Iran-backed Kataib Hezbollah militia in Iraq in violation of U.S. sanctions. The sites have been used by components of the Iranian government, quote, disguised as news organizations or media outlets, unquote, to target the U.S. with, quote, disinformation campaigns and malign influence operations, it alleged. The Justice Department said the IRTVU was subject to sanctions because it was owned or controlled by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which the U.S. designated as a foreign terrorist organization in 2019. How is it that even if there are sanctions on this country, and there are from the United States government, how does that justify them seizing their websites?
Wait, so you're saying that the United States government has control of their websites? I thought you were saying that the government was blocking them from being viewed in
America. No, no. They seized their domain names.
Wow.
So I'll tell you more about it coming up here. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. PressTV.com was seized by the U.S. government. How did they do that? Well, the federal government has influence over the domain name system, the DNS system on a global scale, and that should not be the case. If you want to jump in and share your thoughts on this or anything that's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with the families who have missing loved ones in the collapse of a high-rise condominium in Surfside, Florida.
Sat with one woman who had just lost her husband and her little baby boy. Didn't know what to do. I sat with another family that lost almost an entire family, cousins, brothers, sisters.
He also talked to some of the survivors. Stephen Rosenthal was one of them.
Everyone, anyone who wanted to talk to him, and he sat there. I don't care if you talked for 6 minutes, he would listen for 6 minutes. You talked for 5 minutes, he did not interrupt anybody. No one told him you have to go to the next person.
The president and the first lady stopped at the Wall of Hope and Memorial near the collapse. Biden also met with federal, state, and local rescuers. The rescue was halted briefly over worries about the stability of the remaining structure. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has chosen a Republican to be part of a committee investigating the insurrection on January 6th.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
The Wyoming Republican has gone against GOP leadership and has agreed to be part of a select House committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
California has scheduled a September 14th recall election that could drive Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office. Being a Democratic state, polls show that Newsom would beat back the effort to remove him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here, 603-283-6160. You think the U.S. government supports freedom of speech? Ha! Maybe they act like they do when it comes to you and I, because we're quote-unquote citizens, which, of course, that's a whole other story. Citizens are, that's just a lie.
Do they act like they do?
Well, they like to pretend. Yeah, I think they pretend. I mean, we're still able to get on the air and criticize them, although they've raided our studio twice in the last 5 years. But, you know, generally, you can still get on the internet and on the air and criticize the government gang within the United States. And for the most part, they'll leave you alone about it. But not if you're an Iranian press organization. And that's what we're into right now is the story that broke last week. This was during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I think this is pretty big international news. They seized not only the domain name of Press TV, but also multiple Iranian broadcasting network, radio, and television network domain names.
So the United States federal government thinks it has the ability, like the right, to seize domain names of press from Iran.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. If you go to PressTV.com, you will see a huge graphic that says this website has been seized. And then under that, it's in, like, Arabic text.
Maybe you shouldn't go to it because you might get on some federal U.S. government list.
I'm already on the list, so,
well,
you know.
Yes, yeah, so maybe the listeners shouldn't.
The domain PressTV.com has been seized by the United States government. So Is that the U.S. federal government saying they own all domain names that end in .com? Because that's not the way the internet was supposed to be. Now, what's interesting is of the media that I've seen on this, none of them go to the domain name system administrator. There's this group called ICANN that sort of does the administrating of this system. So when you type in a domain name, freetalklive.com, what happens behind the scenes is, and again, I'm not a technician or an engineer, so I'm giving as general of a statement as I can on how this works, right? Basically, your web browser goes to the phone book of the internet, and that's called the domain name system.
DNS.
And it looks up the URL that you type in, whether it's freetalklive.com, facebook.com, you know, whatever, twitter.com, and it finds the IP address, which is a series of numbers, and there's, you know, dots in between them. You've probably heard about IP addresses if you've been on the internet for more than, you know, a few years. And so it finds out the IP address of the website that you want to go to, and then it requests, it goes to that IP address and says, here I am, I want to see what's here. And then the IP address is your server, in this case the freetalklive.com server, whatever the IP is of that. I don't know what it is offhand. That's why we've got the domain name system, so we don't have to remember IP addresses. But the system needs the domain name service in order to do this lookup, to find out where to actually go. So the domain name service is provided by an organization called ICANN. And I believe that stands for the... here it is. Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers.
Where, like, what country is that from?
Well, that's the thing. I remember a few years ago, we reported on the supposed, like, semi-decentralization, like, the U.S. government was, like, pulling out of its more influential role over ICANN. And looking at the news here of these domain seizures, almost none of them are using the term ICANN. They're not actually talking to ICANN. Ironically, World Socialist Website is. So the only people that are actually reporting on this regarding ICANN is the World Socialists. But I'm going to share what they have to say here. AP reported that most of the seized domains are .net, .com, and .tv domains. Remember, U.S. government seizing 30-plus domain names from Iranian government news organizations. The .net and .com domains are considered generic top-level domains, or TLDs, and they are controlled by the global provider of the domain name registry, VeriSign, based in Reston, Virginia. The contract with VeriSign is managed jointly by the U.S.-based nonprofit Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, and the U.S. Department of Commerce. The U.S. or the domain.tv is owned by the Pacific Island nation of Tuvalu, but administered by U.S. company VeriSign, according to the AP. Other news and media domains which are owned by Iran, such as the website PressTV.ir, which also publishes in English, have not been affected by the seizures. So it sounds like what happened was the Department of Justice came after a U.S.-based company and said, well, because you're based in the United States, we own you, and you will do what we say. You will hand over control of all of these domain names of a country that we don't like. So this government, well, whatever you think about the Iranian government, there's no doubt they do bad stuff. But so does the U.S. government. And if you believe in freedom of speech, you should believe that the Iranian government gang should be able to speak on the internet just like every other government gang all around the planet.
We shouldn't be backing wars that our government wants to, do if we don't even have an ability to hear their side.
Exactly. Now, you know, in a lot of cases, Press TV is their sort of English language news, quote unquote, news organization, right? Whenever government runs a news organization, you know it's propaganda. Okay, RT, you've heard of them?
Russia Today.
Russia Today. Owned by?
Russia.
The Russian government.
Oh.
BBC. Everybody's heard of the BBC. People think the BBC is like this great news organization, and it is in a lot of ways, but it's owned by?
British.
The British government.
Yeah.
And as long as you know what you're getting into, then you should understand the bias. So if you tune into RT, you're not going to get real good reporting on the Russian government.
But you might get real good reporting on the United States government.
Absolutely you will. So
that's what? How they were able to stop a war in Syria, I think, in 2018, because the government of the United States was planning to do a false flag. Like, this is a fact. It's not a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
The United States government was planning to do a false flag attack in Syria to justify war in Syria.
Of course.
And that's Russia today, somehow broke that story so they couldn't do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, look, when the enemy of my enemy is my the enemy of my enemy is my friend, as far as I'm concerned. I don't like the Russian government, but I support RT. I mean, I'm not giving them money or anything like that, but I support their mission. And their mission is to bring counter-propaganda into the United States and counter the U.S. government. It doesn't matter if it's Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if it's, Biden or whoever.
Geriatric Jesus.
Yeah. Whoever's in charge, RT is going to be critical, generally, of the U.S. government. Now, does that mean I support what the Russian government's doing to its people? Absolutely not.
Or any government.
Right. But I support the fact that the Russian government hasn't put Edward Snowden on a plane and sent him back to the United States. So, you know, governments are generally evil, but when governments fight other governments, sometimes good things can come out of that. Like the fact that Edward Snowden has protection. He's got asylum, right, in Russia. They prevented the United States government from kidnapping him.
Nice.
And putting him, you know, in prison for probably the rest of his life.
I know you want to keep talking about this story, and I do too, but I also have an actual story about the Canadian internet censorship bill, if you want to talk about that too. I don't want to just bring it up and not have
absolutely.
Any information.
So we can talk about that coming up here. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Bonnie here in the studio. And look, if they can take a website away from the Iranian government, it means they can take a website away from you. So just keep that in mind. Now, are they less likely to do it to American quote-unquote citizens?
For now,
yeah. But what if it is, you know, what if it gets to the point where if you're criticizing COVID, they take your website from you, right? Well, we wouldn't want people spreading
misinformation.
And maybe that's what they're doing in Canada. We'll learn more about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here if you want to join in. The number is 603-283-6160. We are talking about the latest attack on freedom of the press. In this case, freedom of international press. I mean, it's an outrage when the U.S. federal government threatens reporters, which they've done over the years and continue to do.
Threatens your borders? Threatens what?
Reporters.
Oh, yeah.
Threatens reporters within the United States for doing things like not revealing their sources. And they've actually put people in the press behind bars, I would argue, illegally over this. So by no means do we have true freedom of the press here in the United States. But they do tend to pretend, at least, like we do. But now they're just straight up seizing domain names of Iranian government, because all press in Iran is government-backed, Iranian government news agencies. And look, I'm no fan of the Iranian government, but I still think that, you know, if they're running a website, they should be able to run the website and not have the U.S. government come in and seize it. And it does suggest that, you know, the U.S. doesn't want you to hear what these people have to say, which makes me more interested in hearing what they have to say.
Yeah, why do we have military forces in Iran?
Are there military forces in Iran? I don't believe there are. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think so, because that would be a direct act of war against Iran, and I don't think... I know they did attack an Iranian
I'm mixing
guy.
It up with Afghanistan.
Right. Now there,
and it was like Iraq and the other one.
There may have been some Iranian troops in Afghanistan. They may have fought the U.S. government. Although there was that story last year about an Iranian general being killed by the U.S. military, and I forget where he was. I don't know if he was in Afghanistan or in Iran at the time. If you want to clarify any of that for us, feel free, 603-283-6160. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, though, on this seizure of dozens of domain names in the .com and .tv world. Go ahead, Tom in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. So the thing about seizing domains, yeah, they can make it less easy for you to access the site, but unless they're putting up IP blockers on your ISP, you're still going to be able to reach the IP. So basically what it amounts to is if you Google something and Google blocks it, or you actually type in that domain name, you know, www.whatever.com, it won't come up. But if you have the IP, you can always connect to their website. So, yeah, in a matter of speaking, as the government collaborates with commercial industry for the internet, they can dominate the space. But there's alternatives, right? Like you can connect directly to the IP and access their website that way.
Sure. I mean, yeah. If you know what you're doing, if you have the IP right. address handy, which almost no one on the internet would know what the IP address of PressTV.com was. And now, you're right, you can do a search, and you can pull up the Press TV Twitter account, you can pull up the Press TV Wikipedia, and you can get the latest website for Press TV, which is now PressTV.ir, and the .ir domain is Iran, right? So that's the one domain the U.S. government presumably cannot mess with, because then it would be a direct violation of their sovereignty as a country. But if you look up Press TV, the first result is PressTV.com on Google, and that takes you to PressTV.com, which has been seized. So the average person, maybe they will go to the Twitter, and they will, you know, take the extra minute or the extra three clicks or whatever to actually get into the website. But a lot of people are going to see that seizure message, and they're just going to get scared.
Well, I'm 25 years old. I'm not too old to understand the internet. Or, like, a baby. And I've never in my life heard of, like, looking up an IP address to visit a website. So that's just, like, I don't think the average person is going to know how to do that.
It is just one level obfuscated. But if, for the activists of the audience, like, the idea that the government can just seize control of the internet is absurd in a certain amount of ways. You can always do Tor websites, mm-hmm. right, to make your content available to anyone who actually wants it. And if they want it,
they'll find it. That's true.
Right.
What would you recommend out there? Because for years, there have been different attempts at sort of decentralized domain name systems, and most of them have been clumsy and difficult to implement. Tor is probably a pretty simple way of finding these things. It's certainly
isn't much of a domain. Demand for it, right? So if it's so convenient and so available right now, and you know, it just mom and pop stores aren't getting seized by the government, their websites that is, really, it's just kind of a moot point.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to freedom of speech issues, as we start to mature the problem, then it becomes more relevant to grandpa and grandma, as the conversation comes up. And you saw recently Trump moved to Rumble, I think it is.
Oh, I did not hear about this. Trump's got a platform now?
His recent speech was published there, I think, last week, because YouTube and Twitter and all of the things are trying to cancel Trump. I'm not a fan of him, but yeah. The legitimacy of his position is unquestionable,
mm-hmm.
and they've sought to cancel him.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
May.
Sorry, what position?
Right. Well, I'm saying, don't take this the wrong way. The president is not a legitimate position, but in their purview, it is a legitimate position, and it's absurd the way that they've attacked that.
Mm-hmm.
Just the over-politicization of what has happened the last 5 years. So, all I'm saying is that when people who, like the Trump advocates, when they're actually seeking out these alternative means, I mean, that gives a certain amount of veracity to what I'm saying, that there are alternative means, and if you want it enough, you can find it, and it is impossible. Mm-hmm. Well, it's slightly impossible for the government to just completely shut down detracting information, I should say.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, the internet is still a place that you can have relative freedom of information. Just don't put it on a .com because, you know, or apparently .net or whatever other VeriSign-supported U.S. corporation-supported domain names, you know, TLDs as they call them. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate your thoughts on this one tonight. And the number again, 603-283-6160. What's happening in Canada?
So there's a bill that just got put into basically limbo until later in the year, but the Senate of Canada wants to pass this bill. And it's mostly apparently their Liberal Party that's pushing this, which mm-hmm. is like the majority. Here from Toronto Sun, it says, Trudeau's internet censorship bill must be stopped. If the idea of the government controlling what you can read online, what you can post online, and what videos you can view doesn't strike you as quite right, then you might be a Canadian. Sadly, it's the government of Canada that's now putting forward legislation to give itself the type of powers we normally associate with basic dictatorships like China. Bill C-10, currently before the House of Commons, it's not anymore, this must be a little bit old, yeah, this is from April, I think at the end of May, they put it into limbo, so it's going to be, like, voted on later in the summer.
Okay.
So Bill C-10 would give the government the power to regulate any content you generate and post online. Your video ranting on Twitter, dancing on TikTok, or pontificating on Facebook would be treated as a radio or television broadcaster.
Ah, interesting, because in Canada, there's severe regulations over radio and television broadcasts. And so that's how they're doing this. Canada, unfortunately, if you care about freedom of speech, you already should have left Canada, because Canada has never had it. There is no freedom of speech in Canada. If you do what's called hate speech in Canada, especially on television or radio, then they'll arrest you. They'll come after you. Those things are not legal in Canada. And look, I'm no fan of being hateful. Okay, I don't advocate that. But freedom of speech in the United States, at least, the idea is that offensive speech is protected.
But the thing is, like, the government is the one defining hate speech. So you should be against the government going after hate speech if
a human. But that's going to be their nose. That's their camel's nose under the tent here is, oh, well, we've already been regulating hate speech. We've already had control over radio and television broadcasts. And now we're just going to say that your YouTube videos are radio and television. And so, therefore, now we're going to regulate radio. That's pretty scary stuff. And that's what they're working towards in Canada. And, you know, maybe the United States is a little bit better in that we do have purported freedom of speech.
But they'll just come and raid your studio if they don't like what you say.
Yeah. In the U.S., they're doing similar things. They're just using their corporations to do the dirty work. So now YouTube and Facebook and all these companies are just doing what the government wants. And they're saying, are you a domestic extremist or are your friends a domestic extremist? You report them here.
It's the Junior Spy League or whatever from 1984.
We're out of time tonight. If you want, you'll be able to call us next week when we're back to live shows. There should be ForkFest shows starting again tomorrow. Join us online anytime at freetalklive.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.